Hello, this is Nico with Bank Cardiff.
Hi, Nico. This is Troy. I'm still calling.
Hey, Troy. How's it going, man?
Good. How are you?
Good. Did you happen to get my voicemail yesterday?
I did. I didn't even play it in the afternoon. You said something about you were still waiting to hear back.
Yeah. So I'm still waiting to hear back. They kind of, I guess, figuring some things out. They came back to me. Did you know, out of curiosity, Troy, they said that did one of your vehicles get repossessed?
No, not at all.
No, okay, interesting.
A long time ago, there was an issue with one of my trucks that it never worked right since I had gotten it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was a Sterling, a septic truck.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what they were telling? It was back in 2000, I believe.
Let me pull up your file here real quick and just check the notes, because
I was dealing with a company out of Texas, and they wouldn't answer my phone calls. They refused to call me back, and I ended up just letting the truck go because it wasn't worth it to me.
So did it get repossessed? Like, were you making payments on it?
No, I got it. I was making payments on it. I returned it on my own. I didn't get repossessed, but I turned it back in because the company from Texas. I never got a lawyer to pursue them. I probably should have.
But
it was one thing where the truck never worked right since I had gotten a brand new truck. It was like a $100,000 truck, I think, a $120,000 truck. That's the only thing I can think of. That would be the only thing.
Okay.
That was
one of the notes that they had here. It was just something about a repossession.
Right.
Well, it didn't really like go into detail. Might have been from the situation that you're describing to me right now. But they were trying to jump through some hoops for that because when they see that on a credit report, it usually poses a problem. But we're trying to work around
sure.
that. That's what I'm reading here on the notes.
I understand.
Yeah, they're trying to figure out a way to kind of get around that right now. That's what I'm reading.
Right.
So they're, I guess, going back to it and trying to reanalyze the position and see if...
Okay.
Right, we have a few other options for the programs
right.
that they're going to check out. And
okay.
I'm still waiting because they did that this morning. So they're still waiting
sure.
to, I guess, come back to me with something. I was going to give you a call today, too, if you hadn't gotten my message yesterday, but that was the next update that I had on my end here, so we have to re-wait
okay.
for them. I know this process isn't taking a little longer than usual, but I do want to get you.
I should have started earlier.
No. Don't even worry about the process taking a long time. But the fact is, I'm just trying to get you on the program that works best for the business. It's
I want that too.
No, of course. I want it to be as transparent as possible too on both ends here.
Yeah. No, I know. I appreciate it. Anything you can do. I went through a pretty nasty divorce, and I got that finalized, and I was with her for 22 years. And a lot of that negative stuff happened when I was with her when she was running my office and that sort
mm-hmm.
of thing. So I'm trying to get back on my feet, on my own again, and moving in the right direction. So, no, I appreciate anything you can do for me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, and I'm working, as hard as I can over here. I'm being, very vocal about your file to my credit department and seeing, if we can get you the approval that you're looking for.
Right.
I'm doing my best. I really am.
I'm trying to
get you something that will work for not only you, but get you back on the feet where you're looking to be. We'll see what happens.
Right,
when I get an answer, of course, you're going to be the first one that will know.
Okay.
So if anything, it will probably be by tomorrow at the latest.
No problem. That's fine. I appreciate it.
Yeah. And I'll give you a call tomorrow to let you know what's going on. If the credit gets back to me with everything,
right.
and then we can see what type of steps we can take from there. Yeah, that's what I got for you right now. Do you have any other questions for me? Were you able to get the other quote by any chance for the dump truck?
I do have the quote for that. Yeah, I'll try to get that right over to you. They're screaming, hounding at me as well, real big time. So.
Okay. Well, yeah, send that over my way.
Calling me, threatening to fail. They get pretty nasty. I'm like, oh my God. The thing is, I had the truck built. They told me it was going to be done like around mid-November.
Uh-huh.
So it was done like 2 weeks early, and now they've been hounding me about going and paying for it, and I've been dragging my feet on it. But I bought a truck from them last year, and they're saying I got a loan, and I paid the loan. I only owe like $8,000 on the loan now. I got a 1 year loan for that as a utility truck, so I already got a truck from them, so I know I'm
right.
You know,
right. And you did.
I'm
you
good
did,
for it. But.
You had mentioned to me that was the working capital loan that you had used to make that purchase, right? You just wanted to
I got that through Rapid Advance.
The cash loan. Yeah.
But that was a $70,000 loan, and then the payback was like $88,000, I believe, and I have $8,000 left to pay on it. I got the payoff on that today.
Okay, nice. That's a little different, the cash loan versus the equipment financing. That's why I'm trying really hard to make sure that the equipment financing works, because it'll spread your costs over at a much better rate, because that's paying back $88,000 within a year, man, which is a lot. We will see what's going to happen here on our end. I'm really hoping for the best. I don't have much of a say after the file gets submitted, except for the fact that I try and push and fight for you. So,
I know. I appreciate it.
You know,
that's one of the reasons why I tried to do the loan the way I did. I was trying to build my credit back up that way too. trying to establish a payment history where I'm making the payments and I'll pay the loan back, you know.
Right, right. Okay. Well, I definitely understand that, and that's definitely a smart move on your part too. It builds credit back up. Builds, you know,
whether it makes it affects it or not. I don't know, but I thought.
Well, you know, we're gonna have an answer by tomorrow, and I'm hoping for the best. And you know, there's only so much that I can do, like I said. But we'll see. All right, Troy. We will see. And if anything bad happens, we'll try and re-strategize and then see if there's something else that we might be able to help out with, okay?
That's all. No, I appreciate it. Thanks.
Of course, Troy. All right, you take care. I'll give you a call tomorrow, okay?
Yeah. All right, thanks.
All right, bye now.
Bye.